There is a invisible dynamic I haven't mentioned, haven't spoken in a long time, but something triggered for me to look because it's interesting. So I had this client, student, whatever she is, whatever she was. For quite a few years, she was grateful. She was like a cheerleader. And something, so I did something that maybe that was the mistake. We'll see, okay? I asked her to come and do a weekly call with me, private. That I can actually use to sell. And she was very happy, etc., and the calls were quite good. But at some point, I don't exactly remember what happened, but I told her that she doesn't act like a student. To respond to that, she said, "I'm giving you all this money, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, if that's what concerns you, then I'm going to cancel all your payment plans. And if you want to re-engage, you re-engage." So I did that and lost a lot of money, of course. I did. Then for a little while, she stayed in touch and then nothing. So today I checked and she doesn't even open my emails. And when I connect to her, I feel hate. I feel that she hates me. Like she acts like I did something to her. I didn't. I mean, I canceled and refunded whatever she was paying for, and I canceled those weekly calls because she didn't pay for those. It was my gift to her, and if she considered it her gift to me, then you know what? I don't want your gift. Anyway, so the distinction I want to talk about is what's called bread of shame, or what is it called? Perpetration slash withhold. So when there's a perpetration and a withholding, but not telling the truth about it at the same time. So the most frequent ways you can and do commit perpetrations is that you talk about someone behind their back, and then in front of them, you have to maintain a certain level of lying. I used to do that. I used to gossip about people, and I learned the hard way. So, what gives away or what indicates that there is something like a perpetration withhold is that when there is smoke, and in this case, hate or anger. So the visible part of this perpetration or of this dynamic, perpetration withhold, is anger. And it has to be sudden. So it's not like justified or anything. It's out of the blue, somebody is angry. Or a serious lowering of the level of affinity. Why is that way? I don't know. But there's some inside. There is a thing called conscience, and it doesn't allow you to be happy if you do something behind somebody's back, if you wish them dead or wish them ill, and on the front you are. It's okay if you hate them and it's consistent and you don't talk to them and all that. But if in the front you pretend that you love them or appreciate them, but in the end, in the back, you don't. So one of the ways people express that is that no matter what I teach them, they are not going to take it. So they may sign up to a program, but they won't do the work. And they keep on pretending that they are on my side, or they appreciate me, or they are my client. But really, in the back, they are conspiring against me. They say she's an asshole, she doesn't know what she's talking about, or she's rude, or whatever things people say about me. Okay? So I thought that you may want to know about this and kind of look around in the world and look where you soured against somebody or somebody soured against you. Okay? Endeavor to clean it up. Whether you are the perpetrator or they are the perpetrator, attempt to clean it up. So I sent an email after long, long, long consideration to this ex-client to ask what happened. She hasn't answered. I have a hunch who she gossiped about me, because there is another client who behaved consistent with that he gossiped about me. He said bad things about me. But we shall see. I would prefer that they both come clean, because ultimately I have so few clients and so few people that love me that I don't want them to destroy. I mean, ultimately they wouldn't have been clients if it didn't benefit them, would they? Okay? So I want them to continue benefit, even if they never buy anything again. But experience love and gratitude, because it's good for you. Okay? So this is it for now. Thank you.